Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
We have another indication that things are returning to a sort of normal in the city, and that would be the reopening today of the big Coney Island amusement parks. But of course, there are some new rules and regulations this season, as Glenn Schuck reports from Luna Park this morning. Glenn?
Because of the pandemic, Luna Park's been closed 260 days. Now, for the Wonder Wheel, it hasn't been spinning in 18 months, so today's a huge day in New York City's recovery. And in fact, they're already singing about it here on the boardwalk before dawn.
Having fun together, that's what Jim Time's about. Everyone's invited. You hear that, Coney Island?
Now, for the first time ever, you'll have to pay an admission here. Coney Island's become a gated park to control capacity. Alessandra Zamperla is president and CEO of Luna Park and can't wait to see you.
So much excitement, so much joy.
All part of this today, they'll have a blessing of the ride ceremony. Mayor de Blasio will cut the ribbon to officially open up. They'll also have an egg cream christening, the famous Cyclone. So we better see you here.
Coney Island's my second home, you know? Come on.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. In Coney Island.
You heard Mayor de Blasio yesterday saying New Yorkers don't live in fear. It's not who we are. When our Juliet Papa asked him why he wasn't talking more about all the shootings happening in the city, that didn't go over well with some New Yorkers who feel they have good reason to be afraid. And now the mayor is modifying his take a bit.
Is there anxiety? Of course. Is there fear? Yes. I'm not saying there's not any. I'm saying New Yorkers don't get intimidated. We fight back. And the comeback you're seeing this year is obvious and powerful.
Shootings in the city were up more than 78% last month, year over year. The latest shootings, including a tourist from Kansas City, shot near Times Square, and a 5-year-old grazed by a bullet on a playground in East New York. The mayor says we are going to deal with it. There'll be another rally at City Hall Park at noon today to demand an end to gun violence and support State Attorney General Letitia James in her lawsuit against the National Rifle Association. You'll recall Governor Cuomo's book about his handling of the COVID crisis. He called it American Crisis, and he used some of his staffers on the public payroll to help produce the book. Asked about this at the time, his spokesman said it was not a misuse of taxpayer money because all the work was done on a voluntary basis. But now several former and current Cuomo staffers are telling the Albany Times Union that their work on the book was not strictly voluntary, one explaining that opting out was not an option. The governor's office again maintains all work on the book was strictly voluntary and that every effort was made to ensure that no state resources were used in connection with the project. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli has issued an opinion that State Attorney General Letitia James does have the authority to conduct a criminal investigation of the Cuomo administration's handling of COVID deaths in nursing homes, residents of nursing homes, relatives of them who had residents who died called on DiNapoli to weigh in on that. An Asian American man was at the Columbus Circle station on Wednesday when police say a guy came up, elbowed him in the chest, and yelled, "You're not Bruce Lee," and a few other choice words. Under arrest, 55-year-old Janaria Kelly. He's charged with harassment as a hate crime and assault. He was arrested earlier this month on sex crime charges, but he was out pending a court appearance, according to the NYPD. As for Joseph Russo of Brooklyn, charged with hate crimes against 3 Asian Americans, his family says he's mentally ill and off his meds. His older brother telling the Daily News, he's not racist, he's out there, he's on Pluto. Some places that serve brunch also serve unlimited mimosas with brunch, and these people decided to take full advantage of that at some restaurant somewhere. They kept track of their intake on TikTok.
This is me after 4 mimosas.
This is me after 8 mimosas.
This is me after 2 mimosas. This is me after, I think, 6 mimosas. This is me after 7 mimosas.
This is me after 2 flights of mimosa.
This is me after all the flights of mimosas. Don't talk, I'm videoing.
It's okay.
Bobby.
Yeah, it's all fun until somebody gets hurt. And somebody did. One of the drunken women you heard climbed up on a friend's shoulders and apparently fell off, because the next scene in the video was Autumn Kathy 6 with missing teeth and a scratched up chin. TikTok pulled the video, warning that the action in it could lead to serious injury. Autumn Kathy 6 did post a follow-up video, though, showing her teeth intact, writing, "I'm fine. They put the teeth right back in and put glue across my whole upper row of teeth." So, happy ending after all. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.